Can you guess what I'm thinking right now? You can't, right? No one can. Because we aren't built to be mind readers. But in a lot of family relationships, you're expected to be. Expected to know what the other person needs, what they want, what will keep the peace, without them ever having to say a word. I learned this early. I became a people pleaser. And I got so good at it that I could sense what someone needed before they even knew it themselves. But here's the cost of that. I spent decades anxious, exhausted, and walking on eggshells. Not because I was failing at mind reading, but because I was succeeding at it. And I'm done. Healthy relationships don't run on unspoken expectations. They run on honest, direct communication where both people feel safe enough to say what they actually need. That's not a weakness. That's how trust gets built. Today, we're talking about how to stop being a mind reader in your family relationships and what changes when you stop. Welcome to Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. If you're done with people-pleasing, tired of repeating the same patterns, and ready to learn what healthy relationships actually look like, you're in the right place. I get it. I was there too. At 65, I started learning the things I wish I'd known decades ago, like how to see the patterns, why we keep repeating them, and how to finally treat ourselves with the respect we always deserved. And somewhere along the way, I realized something that changed everything. When we don't understand our patterns, we pass them on. Not because we're bad parents, but because no one ever showed us anything different. That realization drives everything I do. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's all shine a little brighter today. So why does mind reading even happen? Why do people have unspoken expectations instead of just saying what they need? Unspoken expectations are exactly what they sound like. Expectations that exist but are never clearly communicated. One person believes something should happen or be understood without them ever having to say a word. It usually starts in childhood, learned in families where asking for too much felt risky, or where love was supposed to come with automatic understanding. The belief underneath it is, if you really loved me, you would just know. Mind reading is what happens on the receiving end of that. You start scanning for clues, tone, silence, body language, a shift in the room, anything that tells you about what's to come. Not because you want to overthink, but because you're trying to prevent conflict, disappointment, or disconnection before it even happens. That's not a personality flaw. That's a survival skill you learned young. And here's where it gets complicated. On one side, you have the person holding the expectation, waiting to feel seen. On the other side, you have the person constantly adjusting, anticipating, and second-guessing, trying to meet a need that was never spoken out loud. Neither side is actually communicating. Both are just reacting. If you've taken on the scapegoat role in your family, this pattern runs even deeper. When things go wrong, you're the one who gets blamed. So you learn to stay one step ahead, to read the room fast, to catch the mood shift early, to fix things before they become your problems. That's where people-pleasing and mind-reading become the same thing. And it creates a no-win situation. The person with the unspoken expectation feels unseen and let down. While on the other hand, the person doing the mind reading feels responsible and never quite good enough. Over time, that becomes resentment because you're carrying the weight of needs that were never yours to figure out in the first place. That's the cost, and I know it personally. Let me give you a recent example from my own life. My husband received a phone message the other day saying he owed money on an old bill. We both knew about it, and he had even signed a document acknowledging the amount, but neither of us did anything more about it. When he finally returned the phone message to find out what was owing, he sent me a text afterward, and this is what it says. You always looked after it. I didn't know you stopped. That text stopped me cold. First, the message was vague, leaving me to fill in the blanks about how he feels rather than actually knowing. And that's the pattern. But buried in that message is an unspoken expectation that has been running our relationships. And that is, I will handle his bill the way I handle everything, without even being asked and without even being thanked. And for most of our marriage, I do exactly that. I look after everything, anticipate everything, and quietly pay the price in my mental and physical health. But I'm not doing that anymore. Not because I've stopped caring, but because I finally understand what is really happening. I wasn't just helping. I was responding to an unspoken expectation. I was stepping in, anticipating, and taking over without anything being clearly said. That's the mind-reading pattern, and it isn't healthy for him nor for me. Here are the 3 steps I've taken to stop mind-reading in my family relationships. The first step is to stop filling in the blanks. This is where the pattern starts. Something is said or not said, and your mind immediately tries to figure out what it means. You read into the tone, the timing, the wording. But just because something feels a certain way doesn't mean it is that way. This is where you pause and remind yourself, I don't actually know what they mean. The second step is to ask rather than just assume. If something feels off, this is where you shift into assertive communication. Not aggressive, not defensive, just clear communication. You're not trying to prove a point. You're trying to understand. It can be as simple as saying, I'm not sure what you meant by that. Can you clarify? And sometimes, when you do ask, you realize the expectation wasn't even realistic to begin with. But you don't get that clarity if you stay in your head trying to figure it out on your own. And the third step is to stop taking responsibility for what was never communicated. This is the one that changes everything. If something isn't clearly said, it's not your job to anticipate it, manage it, or get ahead of it. That's the line you start to draw. You're no longer stepping in to fix or prevent something that hasn't even been expressed. And that's how you start to break the cycle of mind reading in your relationships. When it comes to your kids, this starts with what you model, not what you tell them. If you want your child to stop guessing and overthinking, they need to see what clear communication actually looks like. That means saying what you need out loud instead of expecting them to figure it out. Instead of getting frustrated and thinking they should know better, you say, I need you to put your shoes by the door when you come in. You're showing them that people aren't mind readers and that it's okay to ask for what you need in a calm, direct way. It also means helping them slow down their own assumptions. When your child says, she's mad at me, or he doesn't like me, you don't jump in and agree. You guide them to check it out. You might say, did they tell you that? Or are you guessing? Or what could you say to find out? You're teaching them not to build stories in their head, but to go to the source. And over time, that builds confidence. They learn they don't have to figure everything out on their own. They can ask, clarify, and trust what's actually being said instead of what they think it means. At the end of the day, this isn't about getting it perfect. It's about becoming aware of the pattern and choosing to do something different, one moment at a time. You're not responsible for what's not clearly communicated. The more you step out of that role, the more space you create for honest, direct communication. And that shift changes everything. You move from guessing to clarity, out of anxiety and into confidence. Oh, it might feel uncomfortable at first. Believe me, it is, especially if you've been doing this for years. But that discomfort is part of breaking the pattern. You're not pulling away. You're showing up differently. And that's how healthier relationships are built. Whether you're starting to understand yourself more clearly or learning to do things differently, you're building the skills to grow into the person you're meant to be. Listening is important, but real change happens when you use what you've learned. So choose just one life lesson from today and try it out this week. That's when things begin to shift. And if you want more life lessons like this, be sure to follow Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. If this episode resonated with you, there's a link in the show notes to show your appreciation. Either way, I am grateful for you being here. If no one has told you lately, everything will be okay. Tomorrow is a new day, and with it comes new hope. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?